New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's longtime spokesman testified today before the legislative committee investigating the George Washington Bridge lane closures of last fall. Michael Druniak has worked for Christie for 12 years and is the closest aide to be questioned publicly so far. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz has spent the day listening to his testimony and joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
Michael Druniak on the stand for 7 hours. Remind me of his role in Bridgegate. He was a key figure seen in the documents that have been released so far.
That's right. He is Governor Christie's longstanding spokesman for the last 12 years. And he was also this like unofficial go-between between the Port Authority and the governor's office. He was friends with key Bridgegate figures, David Wildstein, who apparently ordered the lanes closed, and Bill Baroni, who testified that the lanes were closed for a traffic study. So that's why the legislators had a lot of questions for him. And he said that just like the governor, he assumed these lane closures were just the result of a traffic study gone wrong. He said he was notified about the lane closures the week that it happened, but didn't take notice about it until later on because he thought all the reporters' questions about it were just, you know, being trumped up by Democratic opponents. And he said the governor were totally shocked when on January 8th, along with the rest of us, we saw this email from Bridget Kelly, Deputy Chief of Staff, saying time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. He said he found out about this and he thinks the lane closures. He used a ton of adjectives. He's known for his colorful language with reporters. He said they were reckless, perplexing, strange, idiotic, shocking, and disorienting.
And yet I'm wondering how this could have come as a shock to Governor Christie and to Michael Druniak. Didn't Druniak meet with David Wildstein the night before he resigned in early December?
He did. They had dinner. They had a steak dinner in New Brunswick. And then the next, and Wildstein told Druniak some interesting things. First, he told him that it was a real traffic study. He actually brought the traffic study with him to dinner. But he also told him that the governor was aware of this, that on September 11th of last year, while the lanes were in the midst of being closed, he saw the governor at a ceremony at Ground Zero and told him about it. He also told Druniak that two of Christie's top aides, including Bridget Kelly and his campaign manager Bill Stepien, were aware of these lane closures. So Druniak takes this information back to Christie. And so Christie was aware of this allegation really 5 weeks before it came out publicly that all of these people were involved. So the question is, was Christie trying to cover something up, or was he just missing the warning signs here?
And yet, didn't Christie's internal review find that he distanced himself from Wildstein? He said he did not remember having that conversation before the Ground Zero ceremony and basically distanced himself from any prior knowledge from David Wildstein of these lane closures, right?
That's right. He said he barely knew Wildstein and had very little interaction with him. Druniak's testimony kind of also laid blame on Wildstein. I mean, there's a theme here with all of the Christie officials we've so far heard from, that this was really a scheme devised by David Wildstein in cahoots with Bridget Kelly, Christie's deputy chief of staff, who was fired in January. But there are still lingering questions. You know, all of these documents, we have thousands of pages. There's no outrage amongst his staff as information is bubbling up that this was a bogus scheme. There's no like outrage like, what in the world is going on here? Instead, there's coaching of witnesses. There's, ignoring reporters' questions. And that lack of curiosity and outrage is really kind of questionable. And it makes, makes these Democratic legislators who interrogated Druniak for 7.5 hours today, it makes them ask if this was all a big conspiracy or were all of these high-level people involved in some political scheme to hurt a local mayor, or did they just, were they just falling asleep at the switch?
Matt, briefly, Michael Druniak, you mentioned this coaching of witnesses and attempting to divert reporters' questions about the lane closures. Druniak berated reporters who were asking about these lane closures last fall. Did lawmakers question him about that and about the administration's response to media inquiries about what was going on in Fort Lee those 4 days?
Yes, he said that they just assumed that this was a traffic study and that any questions were just being ginned up because of two things. One, the fact that the lead legislators were big-time Democrats, a former Democratic chairman, a former lieutenant governor candidate, and this was partisan election year politics. And two, it was a result of beef between New York officials at the Port Authority and New Jersey officials, and the New York folks were ginning this up because they, quote, hated each other. So that's what he attributed it to at the time, and he didn't think this was anything of a big deal, and it was just a traffic study.
Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for WNYC. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.